You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
All right. Now for our, again, we're on our second week of our Access Granted. Last week po, pinag-usapan natin yung table. And Pastor Luther was here last week. He talked about the amazing thing that, you know, that God has given us and granted us an access sa forgiveness. Kasi nga sinasabi ni Pastor Luther, the main problem of men talaga is yung ngayon kasalanan. And that is why, yung ngayon, in the illustration niya nga, minsan mabigat yung dalahin mo dahil yung kasalanan daladala mo pa. And yet Jesus has already given you forgiveness. And that is the access that He has granted us last week. And today, we want to talk about the next topic, which is the temple. Ano po ba tong temple? What do we want to accomplish in this series? Well, after this next 3 weeks po, in the next two another week po, no? That will be the tomb. The reason why we are going through this series, gaya na sabi ni Pastor Jeff kanina, today, people are celebrating Palm Sunday. Di ba? Nung araw din, I used to do that. No? Nung bata pa ako, meron pong Palm Sunday. And that is the beginning of the week nung Passion ni Jesus Christ that we remember. Yun po yung pumasok siya ng Jerusalem. But many people are just doing this Palm Sunday. They go to church, they have this palm, okay? Pero they don't really understand ano ba talagang nangyari during Palm Sunday. Well, the Palm Sunday is all about an entrance of Jesus into the Jerusalem para po tapusin na yung sacrificial system. To put an end to that. Tinapos na po ni Jesus Christ yon. That is why wala nang sacrificial offering. Kaya nga, nung pag-enter ni Jesus na yun, that week, okay? Doon na natapos yon. And Jesus is granting us access. Now, ito pong ating pag-uusapan today is we really want to know, ano ba talaga yung nasa temple? What is it in the temple? What is it, why is it so important to talk about the temple? Well, kailangan mong balikan natin from the very beginning. Ang nangyari po, I think Pastor Luther even mentioned it last week, no? Nung umpisa po kasi, when God created man and woman, di ba? Yung access nila kay God, napakaganda. Diba? God was walking with them in the garden. Pero nung nagkasala sila, what happened? The access was no longer there. Nasara yung garden, di ba? The garden represented the presence of God. The garden was guarded by two angels with swords on their hand. Na hindi ka pwede basta pumasok doon. Dahil pag pumasok ka roon, dedo ka. Okay? And simply saying that there is no more access between God and man because of sin. Dahil yung kasalanan, dahil nga nagkasala tayo, dahil we miss the mark. Dahil we are trying, dahil we keep on doing the things that God is telling us not to do. And simply because of sin in our lives. Okay, kaya po nagkaroon ng, wala nang access. Okay? And yet, because God so loved this creation, even during the time nung kay Adam and Eve, the Lord still created a way so that they could be one with Him. Remember that time? The Lord was still looking for them. They already lost their connection with God, okay? Parang yung sa amin nga ngayon, parang the other day lang, nawalaan kami ng connection ng internet, okay? Ngayon kahit na anong dial ko dun sa dial-up namin, wala na talagang connection. And that's exactly what happened to them. Okay, wala nang connection kay God, and yet God was still willing to connect with them. Kaya nga nung hinahanap sila ni God, di ba? And then they were hiding, and God provided them a way out so that they could be, so that God could still talk to them. Clothe them with something else. Okay, hindi yung gawa nila, but gawa ni God. Again, the initiation was done by God. No? Nauna si God. Siya yung naunang, He's always looking for us because He created us. And then, because God is so holy, okay, dahil po ang Diyos ay napakabanal, at tayo nga ay mga makasalanan dahil sa mga ginagawa natin, the Lord has to make a way so that He could fellowship with His people. Because it's in the very heart of God na tayo po makilala niya, na tayo po ay makakilala sa Kanya. He wants us. Okay? As much as we want God, God wants us. That is why, because He is so holy, alam niya na hindi pwedeng dumapit yung tao sa Kanya. He created, yun nga, sinasabi ko kanina, sacrificial offering. Nagkaroon ng tabernacle. Let's show this picture ng tabernacle. Ayan, during that time, nung kay Moses, okay, the Lord provided him this tent. This tent of meeting. Ang tawag nila dyan, tent of meeting or tabernacle, wherein, nandiyan po yung area, okay, next picture. Okay, ayan na, naging temple na siya. After the tabernacle, naging temple. Again, that is the area where the presence of God dwell. Okay, nandun po yung presensya ng Panginoon. And the reason for that is pero hindi po sila basta-basta makakapasok dyan. Yung access dyan, hindi pa rin full. Limited pa rin. Although God wants to fellowship with His people, He wants a relationship with His people, He wants them to get an access to Him, so He made a way. Hindi po yung tao ang gumawa ng way noon. Si God din yung gumawa. So when He created that temple, when He created the tabernacle, basically what God is saying, I want to dwell with my people. Yung po yung ibig sabihin ng tabernacle eh. Tabernacle means to live within. Okay, to live with. Because God wanted a fellowship with His people. Pero ang nangyari nga, limited pa rin. Only once a year, a priest can enter into the Holy of Holies. Because that is the very presence of God. Meron tayong picture dyan. Okay? There is the priest, okay? The only time he could enter into the Holy of Holies, wherein the very presence of God is at, wherein the Ark of the Covenant is at, wherein makikita po ninyo, meron dalawang cherubim na nagbabantay dun sa Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant is where the Ten Commandments are written. Okay, nilagay po yan, and there were still angels hovering over that because it shows you that God, that is being guarded. Okay, dahil yun po, hindi ka basta-basta pwedeng lumapit doon. Because when you go near that one and you're unholy, mamamatay ka. Because God is so holy, He cannot tolerate sin. He cannot tolerate sin. Kaya nga, pero limited pa rin yung access. Imagine once a year lang. Year after year, a priest would come on the Day of Atonement, on the seventh month. On the seventh month in their calendar, every seventh month, the priest would come. Okay? He will make an offering for himself and for his family, and he will also make an offering for the whole nation. So he will enter into the Holy of Holies. Very, very careful. Pagpasok niyo ron, kasi kailangan malinis siya, kailangan siguradong wala siyang kasalanan, kailangan lahat ng ginagawa niya tama. And then yung pang pumapasok po yung mga priest dyan, meron po silang bell. May bell po yung hem ng kanilang robe. And not only that, meron pong tali yung paa nila. You know bakit po meron ganon? Because God is so holy, kapag ka nagkamali siya ron, boom! Wala na, hindi na tumutunog yung bell. Pag hindi na naninig ng mga priest yung bell, sa Holy of Holies, hihilahin na nila yung priest. Okay? Patayin na. He did something wrong. He was not acceptable. Access denied. Okay? Dedu ka. Limited pa rin yung access. And yet, it's God's desire for us to have an access with Him. And that is why, you know, yung ang ginawa ni God na sacrificial offering, it's already a gracious act. Kasi nga, holy siya eh. And yet, He still wants to fellowship with His people. Kaya niya ginawa yun. And then, nagkaroon na ng temple. The temple, during the time of Jesus, okay, He was in John chapter 1, verse 14, this is what it says, before we get into our main text. Sabi nun, John 1, 14, sabi nun, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. You know, that word dwell is the same word as tabernacle. Okay? That's basically saying Jesus tabernacled with His people. What is He saying? That Jesus is here with us. He wants to fellowship with His people. He wants an access granted to His people. Okay? Kaya nga siya, in chapter 2, sabi niya, I am the temple. Basically, that's what Jesus said. Sinabi niya doon sa mga Pharisees, destroy this temple, and on the third day, I will rebuild it. Referring to His own body. Because the temple and the tabernacle is the great meeting place of a holy God and sinner. That is the only place a holy God could meet with sinners. And the tabernacle, at the Holy of Holies, in the temple, at the Holy of Holies. That's why when Jesus came, He's basically saying, now I am the way. You can come to Me so that you can enjoy a full access with God. May I just request everyone to please stand up as we read Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19. To 25. If you have your Bibles with you, please open your Bible to Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to 25. I would still encourage you to always bring your Bible, okay, so that you can underline the word, so you can circle the word, so you can write on it, you can remember what God is saying to you, okay? Ito pong sabi, therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. Let us consider how we may spur one another toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, all the more as you see the day approaching. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we just pray that your presence would be with us. Lord, your Holy Spirit that would speak to us. Lord, as we study your word, I pray that you would open our hearts to understand what your word is saying, and that we will be able to apply it and consider what you're saying and be able to, you know, to enjoy the access that you have given us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. You know, it's interesting po, kasi yung pong access, kapag yung full access, so from the from the garden, na-close yung access, from the tabernacle, nagkaroon ng limited access, but then in the time of Jesus, access was fully opened. Okay? Open na talaga wide. Alright? Na talaga nabukas na ng gusto yung access sa atin. We can actually go to God directly. Pero minsan po, nakakagulat, bakit yung mga tao parang until now are still feeling that pagka mayroong prayer times, pagka mayroong tinatanong ka, you know, pagka mayroong papalapitin to pray, you know, a lot of people are still coming, alam ko sino sila malapit palagi, doon sa kusina yung nag-preach, kasi parang, mas malapit siya kay Jesus. Okay, mas parang may full access to kay Jesus. Dapat din tayo magpapapray. Okay? Or pagka meron kayong mga victory members that are need help, need prayer, pero sinasabi mo, hindi ako pwede magpray. Si victory group leader lang. Kasi mas malakas ang access niya kay God. Mas malakas kapit nung kay Jesus. Okay? You know, we still feel that way sometimes. Instead of getting ourselves near God, natalabihin talaga na, Lord, you know, I have access in you because I have you in my heart. Pero minsan, naiisip natin parang, hindi eh. Parang hindi. Pwede si Pastor na lang. Pwede si Pastor Jeff na lang. Si Kuya Rai. O si Pastor Rai. O yung mga leaders ko na lang. Yun na lang mga leaders na lang ang lalapit kay Jesus. Para, you know, in the same way, the people of Israel felt the same way. That, you know, they were that way with Moses. Imagine, nandito na si God. God was meeting them in chapter 20 of Exodus. And then the Lord was telling them, you know, and Moses told them, come on, let's go near God. Let's let God speak to us. Ano sabi nila? Moses, ikaw na lang. Dito na lang kami sa tabi. Okay? Bulong mo na lang sa amin yung sasabihin ni God later. Okay? You know, and even when the tabernacle was complete, the presence of God felt, you know, filled the tabernacle. Si Moses mismo hindi makapasok doon sa tabernacle. Okay? Because the presence of God was there. Kasi napaka-powerful ng presence ni God. And yet, binibigyan ka na ng access ni God, minsan ang feeling mo parang hindi pa rin ako, Pastor, hindi ko pa kaya yun. Okay? Hindi pa ako pwede ron. I cannot go near God. No, what the Bible is saying that we can. That is why we're talking about this text. That is why we just read that text. Okay? Let's look at that. Let's look at verse 19. It says, brothers and sisters, okay, we already have confidence. Okay? We have confidence in what? To enter into the most holy place. We can now enter the most holy place wherein noon, yung priest, yung high priest lang pwede lumapit doon. Tapos once a year lang. Once a year lang. Tapos hindi pa siya sure if he'll make it alive. Okay? He's not even sure if he's gonna make it alive to pronounce blessing and protection to the people of Israel. And yet, Jesus is saying, this text is saying that now we have the confidence to enter the most holy place. The very presence of God. The very area where God dwells. Okay? The Bible is saying that we have that confidence. By our own works? By our own merit? Dahil pa sa ginawa natin? No. By the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, because of Jesus' blood was shed on that cross, we can now enter in to the very holy of holies. Okay? Matthew 27, verse 51 says, Matthew chapter 27, verse 51. At that moment, okay, this is when Jesus was on the cross. At that moment, when Jesus said, It is finished. When Jesus said, it is finished, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook. The rock splits. Amazing thing happened. On the day Jesus died, that separation from the Holy of Holies to the holy place, okay, from the very presence of God was destroyed, was taken down. Because now you can enter into the most holy place. Okay, anytime you want. Jesus is saying now you can enter in by my blood, not by your own works. Okay, not by what you did, but what Christ did on the cross. Because he died for us. Okay? Because he died for us. Kasi yung ginagawa ng mga priests during that time, year after year, they have to offer sacrifices. It's never ending. If you will read the book of Hebrews, it will tell you that year after year, they have to do it because it does not remove sin. It just covers it. But when Jesus died on the cross, the whole curtain was taken out. Yun yung curtain na yun, few seconds lang yung binubukas. Pagkapapasok lang yung priest. You can't even open that for a very long time. Because you get exposed to the presence of God and you'll die. If you're not prepared to meet God. And yet this time, Jesus is saying, it's now wide open. Access granted. Access granted not because of you, not because of me, but because of his blood. Because of what he did on the cross. You know, the time when Moses received the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai, nagganun din. Nag-earthquake din. Talagang the earth shook because the presence of God was there. And that's exactly what happened, okay, when Jesus died on the cross. When the curtain was broken. Because this time, God is saying, access is now full granted. Okay? Full access na. Complete na. Wala nang umaharang. Okay? And then he says, by the new living way opened for us through the curtain. That is his body. Okay? So it's new. It's no longer the old covenant. It's no longer the old ways. It's a new way. Jesus dying for us. It's a living way. It's a new and living way. You know why? You know why it's still alive? You know, look at this. Hebrews 7:25. This is what Jesus is doing now. The reason why we have a full access. This is the reason why we can go into the very presence of God. Okay? Without thinking of ourselves, but thinking of what Jesus did is because of Hebrews 7:25. Hebrews 7:25. You don't have it? Okay, I'll read it. Hebrews 7:25 says, therefore, he is able. Okay, this is what it says. Therefore, he is able to save completely. Who can save completely? Jesus. Okay? Those who come to God through him because he always lives to intercede for them. Okay? The reason why it's not just new, but it's alive. Okay? Because you can enter into the very presence of God anytime because of what Jesus did. Because he intercedes for you. Okay? Jesus is our link to God. He's holding us. He's our padrino. Okay? Diba, uso sa atin yung mga padrino. It's not what you know, it's who you know. Diba? And mga minsan sa government system natin, it's not what you know, it's who you know. In heaven, it's not what you know, it's who you know. It's Jesus. He said he intercedes for us. Not only that, okay? Not only does he intercede for us, but he opened for us the curtain, okay? Since we have a great priest over the house of God, we will go back to that later. But because of what Christ did, because the access has been granted, because now we can go to God anytime, because now Jesus has done that for us, not because of our own doing, there are three things that we need to do. There are three invitations that the Bible is saying to us from this text. There are three let us. Okay, the first "let us" says, let us draw near to God. It says, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with a full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us draw near. Because the access is already granted. Because it's already open. There's no more curtain that divides us from God or that separates us from God. We can draw near. Jesus is calling us to draw near to Him. Let us draw near. Why? Because our hearts have already been sprinkled. You see, during that time, when the high priest will enter into the Holy of Holies, he will sprinkle blood of the animals on the people and on the altar and every parts of the temple so that he will be accepted. But Jesus did that for us. Jesus shed his blood for us. Jesus shed his blood for us. We're already clean. We're cleansed. So when we come before the Lord, it doesn't matter how big your sin you think is. There's no sin big enough to stop you from entering in to the very presence of God. Because Jesus already dealt with it on the cross. Because when Jesus died on that cross, he took your sin with him. And that is why you can enter in. That is why you can say, now I can go near before the Lord. I can draw near. God is inviting us to draw near. Hebrews 4:16. Let us approach the throne of grace with confidence. Why? Why with confidence? Because Jesus has done it for us so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. We can have the confidence. Why we can have confidence? Not because of who we are. Not because we're so good. Okay, not because we go to church every Sunday. Not because we read our Bible every day. Okay, but because of what Jesus did on the cross for us. We can draw near. We can have the confidence to come before the Lord to the throne of grace. You have needs? Do you have needs today? You have problems? You know, you can go near to God with confidence and say, God, I need this. I need your grace. And it will be granted to you. Not according to your good deeds, but according to what Christ has done for you on the cross. Amen? Not only do we need to draw near, okay? He also says, let us hold unswervingly. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. Okay? We have a hope. Why is the writer of Hebrews telling us that we should not swerve? Ano may ibang another word to unswerving is to hold fast. Okay? To hold fast. Never let go of that hope that you have. Like what Pastor Jeff said earlier. Whatever problem you have, God is greater. Why? Because you have a hope. You have hope. And not only hope, that hope is anchored on the person of Jesus. Read the latter part of the verse. What did the verse say? Why can you hold on to that? Because the one who promised is what? Is unfaithful? What is that again? Read that again. Because he's faithful. That is why we can hold on to the hope that God has given us. We can hold on to the hope that God has given us. Okay, we can agree with what God promises us. Because he said in his presence, when the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Okay, the presence of God, you will find freedom. Okay, you know, when Moses was crying out to God in Exodus, he's saying to God, God, if your presence will not go with us, if your presence is not going to go with us, God, don't send us from here. Why is that so important to Moses? Moses has seen all the miracles of God. Okay, he saw all the plagues that God did in the nation of Egypt. He saw God working day after day. And yet, during that time, Moses said, if your presence will not go with us, God, do not send us from here. Why? Why is that so important? Because his presence brings freedom. Because his presence brings assurance. Okay? Because when God says that you can hold on to the promise I give you, there's freedom. You can hold on to that. That hope will not be broken. Hindi yun yung, hindi baka pwedeng mangyari. No. What he promised, he will do. That's what faithful means. He already did it. He already given us. He's already proven himself. Diba? From the very start, sabi niya, I will send my son to die on the cross for you. Prophesied many years ago. And then Jesus came and died on the cross. He already did that. He's already proven himself faithful. And so whatever problems you're facing right now, okay, God is saying to you, I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. You can hold on to me. You can, you know, you can draw near with confidence because of the grace of God, because of what Jesus did on the cross for you. No matter what you're going through today, okay? You're probably saying, Pastor, eh, ngayon, okay tayo. You know, it's good what you're saying, it's good. Pero tomorrow, when I wake up in the morning, okay? When I will be faced with reality of life, can I still hold on to the promise of God? Yes, you can. No matter what you're going through, you can hold on to that promise. Because that hope is sure. Because he who promised is faithful. Not only that, because of what Jesus did on the cross, because we have a full access before God, because he is asking us, okay, to draw near to him, the last thing he wants us to do is, let us also consider one another. You know, the amazing thing about this is when God's presence is with us, he's not just, you know, we will no longer be thinking so much of ourselves. Mawawalang selfishness. Because from this day on, whenever you are focused on Jesus, you will also consider others. Okay, it says that let us consider one another, spur one another. You know what? That's so important to meet together. That's why Victory Group is important. That's why going to church is important. Because this is the time where you get spurred up. This is the time where you get steered up. This is the time when you feel discouraged and you just can't go on anymore. And someone would come to you and tap you on the shoulder and say, brother, you can do it because Jesus is with you. That is what we need to do. Okay? We need to start doing that. That's why we have Victory Group. That's why if you're not part of a Victory Group, I will encourage you strongly to find a Victory Group. Why? Because that is the place where people can steer you up. That is the place where people can encourage you. That is the place where people can just tell you, you know what? The promise of God is true in your life. Don't let the enemy steal the joy in your life. You know, if you're not part of that, if you're not part of an assembly, if you're not part of a Victory Group, ang hirap i-encourage yung sarili mo. Di ba? Yung nag-iisa ka lang doon, tapos nagmumukmuka na rin sa isang tabi. No? God, you're so good. Talaga. Pero hindi ko alam kung ano mangyayari sa buhay ko bukas. God, ano na kaya ito? You know, and then you keep on thinking of all those things. And then Jesus is saying to us, because I have given you full access, you can actually spur one another up. You can actually encourage one another because the access is already granted. Now, I want to go back to the first part of the verse where it says, we have a great high priest. We have a great priest. Okay, the reason why this is so important, the reason why Jesus dying on the cross, Jesus saying the access already granted, okay? Hindi ko alam kung natatandaan niyo pa yung panahon nung una pa lang dumabas yung Sun Cellular. Tatandaan niyo ba yung panahon na yun? Yung Sun Cellular, kami nung asawa ko, bumili ka agad nun. Kasi mura. Tapos may tao kami sa Pampanga. No? Kailangan namin tawagan every day. Eh sabi ko, mura tong Sun. Okay ito. So tinawagan namin ngayon, no? Tatawagan ko yung Sun Cellular, no? Tatawagan ko yung tao sa Pampanga. Actually, patatawagin ko yung secretary ko. And then my secretary will say, "Oh, kuya, kakausapin ka raw ni sir. May sabihin sa'yo." Okay, sige, bigay mo yung telepono. So kakausapin ko na ngayon yung tao ko using Sun Cellular. Oh, ano, etong dapat natin. Sir? Sir? Ito, sir, hindi ko kayo marinig, sir. Sir? Hindi mo ako marinig? Sir, hindi ko kayo marinig, sir. Sabihin ko naman sa secretary ko. Yung secretary ko will hold it. Oh, kuya, hindi mo marinig si sir. Ang sinasabi ni sir, dapat ganito gawin mo. Ito, sir. Ito ulit si sir, ha. Kukunin ko rin yung telepono. Etong gagawin. Sir, hindi ko kayo marinig, sir. Hindi ko alam kung yung Sun Cellular may problema o yung tao yung may problema eh. Okay? You know, sometimes during that time, talaga nung Sun Cellular, talagang ang biruan nga namin nung pagka Sun Cellular gamit mo, pagka gabi, wala nang signal yan. Okay? O pagka binulsa mo yan, wala na rin signal kasi hindi nakikita yung sun. Okay? Di ba? Pero ngayon, grabe na yung Sun Cellular, di ba? It is really on top of the competition. Iba na. It's because puno na eh. Magaling na sila eh. Okay? And yet, this is what Jesus has done for us. The high priest, by the way, you know, when the high priest was doing their work at the Holy Temple, mapapansin niyo yung temple, walang upuan. Wala siyang upuan.
Because when they offered the work, when they offered the blood, when they offered the blood of the offering, walang upuan. That signifies that the work will continue. It's a never-ending work. But you know what? The amazing thing about Jesus. I hope it's on the PowerPoint. Hebrews 10:12. This is the amazing thing. When Jesus offered himself as a sacrifice for us so that we can have an access to the Lord, etong sabi. But when this priest, Jesus, referring to Jesus, had offered all for all time one sacrifice. Say one sacrifice. Say that again. One sacrifice for sins. And what did he do? What did he do? That is the only time a priest sat down. Okay? He sat down at the right hand of God. Because the high priest, when they were doing the work, they couldn't sit down. Because the work is not done. But when Jesus died on that cross, when Jesus was on that cross, and when he said, "It is finished," the curtain was torn into two from top to bottom, and Jesus did this. It's done. That is why we do not have to strive. That is why we do not have to keep striving and trying to find access before the Lord. Because Jesus has done it for us. I don't know where you're at right now. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know. Maybe you've been coming to church here every Sunday, and yet you still feel that there's this, parang hindi pa rin full yung access ko kay God. Parang hindi pa rin kumpleto yung access ko kay God. Maybe because you have not appropriated the work of Jesus in your life. Maybe because you have not asked Jesus to do the work for you. Because you keep on doing the work on your own. Jesus is saying, again, Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us approach the throne of grace with confidence." Why? Because it is done. Jesus is already seated at the right hand of God. It's over. He do not have to strive to find access before the Lord. His presence is here. He is encouraging us. He is inviting us to draw near to Him. Why? Because it's over. It's done. You don't have to do anything. You just have to accept it. You just have to come before the Lord. You just have to say, "God, I am here. I want to enter in." So that we may receive grace, mercy, and find grace to help us in time of need. Because Jesus has done that, we can have assurance, we can have confidence, we can draw near God with full assurance. The amazing thing about this access, hindi nawawala. Yung access natin kay Jesus because of what He did on the cross, hindi po mawawala yung access mo. It will always be there. And if you're not feeling that, if you don't think that you have the access of God in your life right now, maybe you have not appropriated the work of Jesus in your heart. Maybe you're still trying to change yourself. Maybe you're still trying to find ways to do things on your own strength to find acceptance before the Lord. It's very simple po. All we got to do is to appropriate and accept what Jesus did on the cross for us and say, "Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Grant me that access." And He's more than willing to do that.